But the lords of the Philistines call him out and say, this is David. He's one of Saul's mightiest servants. They wrote songs about him killing us. Why would we bring him to battle with us? That's a good question. It's a fair question. And what I would like to see, the characteristic that makes David stand out, is his past behavior. Even when you're backsliding, even when you're doing your best to fit in with this world, when you belong to the Lord Jesus, there was at least one time, at least one period of time when you were for him in all your actions. When you come to know the Lord Jesus as Savior, there is a time when you are zealous for his things, however brief that may be. But that moment when you accept the Lord Jesus, your behavior changes. And it may be just for a day, maybe for a year, maybe for a week. But when you first come to know the Lord Jesus, your attitude's going to be just a little different. Just a little. Or your attitude might be greatly different. You might be gung-ho at first. And then you might backslide. Then you might join with the world, but the world will always be... Remember last week when you were going to a meeting? You want to come Sunday, aren't you? Don't you go to church? What are you doing with us? My behavior in my past, my history with the Lord is a testimony. What I have done for the Lord, what I have done publicly for the Lord, is part of my testimony. And so no matter how I might try and disguise myself in the things of this world, my history, who I really am, is never far from me. It's a part of me. And I might try and look like the enemy. I might try to behave like the enemy. I might try to fight with the enemy. But who I really belong to, who I really am, is never far behind me. My actions for the Lord are testimony. And with David, thank the Lord, David's actions for the Lord eventually led him back to where he needed to be. It took him out of that terrible position he was in. He didn't have to make the decision to fight with the enemy because of his past. And I'm sure he was very thankful for that when he got to be dismissed from the ranks of the Philistines. Our past for the Lord, what we have done for the Lord, is precious to him. And it needs to be precious to us. And the people of this world, the enemy, might not always understand what we've done, but they can see what we've done. They might not always understand what we're doing when we go to church, but they know that we're going to church. And it becomes, our actions become an important part of our testimony. I'd like to look at two more really, but let's go to Matthew chapter 26. Look at the Apostle Peter. Matthew 26, and start from verse 69. It's a very well-known story. This is Peter when he denied the Lord Jesus. Matthew 26:69. Now Peter sat outside in the court, and a maid came unto him, saying, Thou also was with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied it before them all, saying, I know not what thou sayest. And when he was gone out into the porch, another maid saw him, and said unto him that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. And after a while came unto him they that stood by, and said to Peter, Surely thou art one of them, for thy speech betrayeth thee. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed. I'd like to talk about the language of the world. You see the actions of Peter here, very interesting. And I find them personally, for myself, astonishing, because I know that I find myself in the same position. The language of a believer is different from the language of an unbeliever. His speech, the way he spoke, betrayed him. What was Peter's reaction to that? He started to curse and to swear. What is the language of this world? You go up and down the halls of any school, you sit in just about any office, you'll hear the language of the world. The foul, vulgar, terrible things that they say. You turn on the TV nowadays and you'll hear it. You go almost anywhere, sit almost anywhere, you'll hear the language of the world. And I could speak for myself that the language of this world has often impacted me personally, and I've used the language of this world. I don't think I'd be far off saying that many of us here have found ourselves at times using the language of the world.